Welcome to Music Monday here on Word of Mom Radio, and I am very excited. I have three wonderful people that are sharing with us today. They are part of the ensemble that is the cast of Godspell at the Westchester Broadway Theater that's running until August 9th. And I really encourage you to go out and see this incredibly talented cast just share a wonderful show. And the first girl I'm going to share today is the only lady I'm sharing from the show. And then we have Jesus and Judas coming on later. Devin Perry is here, and I'm going to play a song. I want you to hear just how talented this young woman is. So this is a great song called I Want to Know Your Plans. So
to know your plans and how involved in them I am. When I go to sleep for good, will I be forgiven? If you want roses, buy a bouquet. If that just won't cut it, then what can I say? You're what keeps me believing this world's not gone dead. Strength back of your ears when they raise the landing gear. Will your heart stay here if you can forgive me for being so brash? Well, you could hit me, oh,
Hi, Devin. Boy, what a lovely song.
Thank you.
Well, where's that from? Give us some background on it.
So I stole it. It's a song by this band called Say Anything, which I used to listen to when I was in high school, and it's actually strange because they're kind of this all-guy punk rock sort of band. So the original track of that song sounds nothing like that. But I just thought the lyrics were so beautiful. And one time I was just messing around on piano and I kind of made up my own version of it and then ended up having the opportunity to record it. And yeah, that's how that happened. So I stole it, but I kind of made it my own thing, I like to think.
You did, and that's you on piano. Yes.
Yeah, yep, that's
Yeah,
me.
I love that. And it's so funny
Thanks.
because during the show, they have this old piano that they wheel out on stage. I thought it was fake. As you're sitting there and you're playing away, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, she's doing a great job miming that. And to then find out that no, you were actually up there playing and
Yes,
really well.
indeed. Yeah, thank you. It's so much fun. A lot of people don't know for sure if we're playing in the show, but everyone that's playing an instrument is playing live, so that's really cool.
That is very cool. So you know what? Give us a little background on you, Devin, and tell us, your journey in theater that led you now to Godspell.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've been doing this since I was very little. Maybe not professionally, but especially in my living room with all my dolls. But I initially trained as a dancer. My trajectory was more to be a professional ballet dancer, and I was studying, 7 days a week, pre-professional, the whole nine yards, and then ended up having a severe injury that kind of took me out of that. And my mom's idea when I got hurt so badly to kind of distract me was, well, why don't you start auditioning for some musicals? Because you can sing and you can also dance, so maybe this will be fun for you. And it kind of, I don't know, I think because of the pivotal moment it was in my life, I found that I loved theater just as much, if not more, than I had loved dancing. And since I knew I couldn't really do that professionally anymore, I found a new outlet for myself creatively and then went to college for it and then moved to New York and here we are.
Amazing. Doris Day actually, when she went to Hollywood, came as a dancer and was in a train accident. Yeah. It's amazing how, one path in your life can shift you, especially as a dancer, because it is that fragility of the body that, can change the course of what you're doing and what an amazing course you're on. I mean, it's just such a great show. And it's not your first show at the Dinner Theater at the Westchester Broadway Theater, correct?
This is my third show there.
Aren't they great people to work with?
They are wonderful. I love it. I tell everyone I know. It's
You
a
know what?
wonderful
It's
place to work.
it really is. And we actually shared them on the show not too long ago because it was their 40th anniversary. And we did. We shared a bunch of the women because
Oh,
it's such a
fantastic.
female-driven theater there.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely. Yeah, last summer I
So
did Wizard of Oz there, which was my first time working with them. And that was just an absolute honor. It was a beautiful production and so much fun. I was Dorothy and just got to run around all day and play with kids and dogs. It was great.
yeah. It doesn't get much better.
No.
So tell us what it's like, the company that you're in with Godspell.
It's truly one of the more inspirational casts I've ever worked with, and it's amazing because we've only known each other now, what, 3 weeks? And the kind of trust that we have developed in each other on stage is really unlike anything I've ever experienced before, and I don't think the show would work so well if that weren't there, but it's so incredible to just have to rely on a group of nine other strangers in this kind of environment that's so powerful and so emotional, and everyone has brought it to the table. Everyone has totally been there for each other. It's truly inspiring. It sounds cliche, but it's really not.
Well, you know, and especially in a show like this, you know, Godspell, for those of you who don't know the show, it's a bunch of parables. It's actually based on the gospel according to Saint Matthew.
Right.
And so, you know, it's such a different show than anything that you ever see. And you know, for me, it's my favorite show that I've ever been in. I performed the show at the Westchester Broadway Theater twice, with special productions that came in once back in 1978, and then in
Awesome.
I think you know 1984. And the first time I performed it there, I sang "Bless the Lord." The second time, I sang "Turn Back, O Man." And you know, with every company of that show, the whole show changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like any other show that's out there. And you know, for you, what's your pivotal moment for you in that
Within the
show?
show? Yeah,
Yeah.
so I actually didn't know the show that well. I knew Day by Day. I feel like a lot of people know that song, and I grew up, my mom loved that song and played it for me all the time. But so the song that I sing in the show is called By My Side. I had no concept of that song until I was going in for the audition, and it's amazing how much it really rings true for me. It's almost like I feel like someone wrote it for me and I didn't even know that it existed, and now I get to perform it, you know, on a daily basis. So in the show, my song kind of comes toward the end, and it's actually pivotal for my character, but it's also pivotal for the story of the whole show, because it's right as we're starting to realize that something's happening with Jesus. You know, things are changing. He might be leaving us, or we're not sure, but my character feels this very strong urge that he's going to leave, and she doesn't know why, but she knows that she wants to go with him. So By My Side is all about saying, you know, I will be there with you. What can I do? Can I come with you on this journey? I will be there with you and for you. And it's so, I don't know, it's such a beautiful piece of music, and it's so powerful within the storyline that it's just an honor to get to do it every night.
It really is one of the most beautiful songs. I used to sing the harmony to it, and
Oh, yeah.
yeah, I mean, it's just it is it really is just such a it is it's one of my favorite moments in the show, because it is that separate moment away from all the happy and cheerful and you know joyful, joyful
Yeah.
songs that go on, and then all of a sudden there's this real dramatic. And again, it is because of the change and everything that everybody realizes what's happening, but not knowing what's happening.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of dark, and I think it catches a lot of people by surprise within the audience, and it almost kind of catches the cast by surprise because it's such a switch from where we've been with this jovial, you know, group energy, and then all of a sudden it's this very honest, it's coming from a place of fear, and it's just so powerful within the story of, you know, Jesus's journey and these people that are following him. I don't know, I love the song. I'm just so glad that I get to sing it.
Yeah, we have Xander coming on a little later, and his character during that song, he begins the show as John the Baptist and then
Right.
becomes Judas. And it's in that song where he becomes Judas,
Yeah, that's
where
when he decides to that he's going to betray Jesus. And makes that conscious choice. And that's when, you know, that's when it's announced to the audience as well that that's what's about to happen.
right. I mean, it is. It's a very you know, and for people that don't know the show at all, it is. It's just that dramatic shift to what is happening now and how things change so quickly, you
Yeah.
know? And but it is, you know what? It is just a wonderful show. Do you have a website or anything where people can come and get some of your music? Where can they find you, Devin?
I actually don't have a website at the moment, although my music is on SoundCloud.com, and you can find me. My little artist name is actually Alice in the Arbor. It's all one word, as in Alice in Wonderland in the Arbor. So yeah, you can check out my music on there, and hopefully I'll have a website soon.
Yes, you really should, because people should be able to pull up your music. And with that, I'm going to close out your segment with Don't Get Around Much Anymore. What made you record this song, this old-time song?
So the other thing I love to do is sing jazz. I've had the honor of performing with a few jazz combos around town, and I'm the vocalist. But this one is actually just kind of a outtake of me and a good friend of mine who's a jazz pianist and also actor, whose name is AJ Holmes, and we were kind of fooling around in a recording session, and this is one of my favorites. So it's kind of a silly recording, but I love it because it's one of my favorite songs.
Well, great. I'm glad we're going to get to share something like this. And Devin, thank you so much for sharing
with us.
Brick Legs.
It's been a pleasure.
And good luck with the rest of the run. The show's running till August 9th, guys, so get out there to go see it. And we're going to play out with Devin Perry on our way to getting to talk to Gilbert Sanchez. So here's one more song from Devin.
If it's, we're recording.
And I love leading out with that laugh. That was perfect. What a great way to bring in Gilbert D. Sanchez, who is playing Jesus in Godspell. Hi, Gilbert. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you, Dory? Thank you for having us.
I am awesome. Just really loving listening to Devin's music. That was just perfect. That little laugh to bring you
so
in.
Cute.
So before we even start talking, I want to share a song that you sent to me called Betty Yay. So why don't you lead us into this song really quick?
Yeah, so this is a song. It's called Betty Yay that I did from a movie musical back in Albuquerque, New Mexico with Aaron Hendren and Egg Murder Productions. It's just kind of a funky little song from a movie where these aliens come down because they have no more male race and they need males. And so they bring them back to their planet. And this is my character saying, Betty, yeah, let's get married. I love you. Let's do it.
All right. Well, here we go. Betty, yeah.
Betty, yeah, you're so cool. You make me wanna, yeah, you make me wanna do something, yeah, to prove it all. You snap your fingers, I'll answer the call.
Just sitting here dancing away. That is a really fun song.
Yeah, I think I listened to that at least once a time on a road trip just to kind of get us pumped up. It's a fun one.
I'm serious. I was just sitting here bopping along. So, Gilbert, all the way from New Mexico, tell us your journey that brought you to Elmsford, New York and the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Of course. So I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, born and raised, and went to school there, went to college there. I was very fortunate to have a great college that gave a kind of scholarship to local New Mexicans. And so I got paid to go to college. And so come graduation time, my parents were like, hey, all the money you save for your graduation fund is yours to move to New York. And so I did. I was very, very blessed to have amazing, thoughtful parents. And I've been in New York for about 2.5 years. Done a little theater at Astoria Performing Arts Center, a few things at the John W. Engelman, and now I'm here at Godspell at Westchester Broadway.
Now, this isn't your first time doing Godspell, though.
It's not. I did Godspell 5 years ago, and what's funny is I actually looked back on that production, and it opened the same day, July 9th, as this production, so that was kind of ironic and very, very beautiful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's... How cool is that?
Yeah, it just kind of felt full circle to kind of come back to it, especially opening on the day. It was very, very surreal.
It really is. You know, those are the little Godspell things, though, is if you're somebody that has done the show different times, you know, it's amazing the different things that happen to connect the performances,
mm-hmm.
you know? So
the show is magic in that way.
It really is. It really truly is. So what is it like for you in this production with this group? I mean, you have such an incredibly talented cast.
Absolutely. You know, it's like we talk about this all the time, but it's great because this cast is so tightly knit and there's not, you know, we had a lady that said, you know, not a weak link in the bunch. And it's very, very true. Everyone is so talented that it's like, every day we get to the show and we get to play with our friends who are all extremely talented. And honestly, it's just a blast. Like, you know, the second act has a little more heavy material, but even in the second act, we're still connecting and making eye contact. And it's very beautiful just to be on stage with all these amazing, talented performers.
You know what it really is? It is an incredible group of people. And I was, you know, it's funny as I was talking to Devin, you know, when they bring out all the instruments and you guys are all out on stage, I'm serious, had no idea that you are actually all playing every one of those instruments on that stage. It's like, I love that. It's so much fun to see how the show has evolved in the new production that is going on now. You know, I did the show in 1978 was the first time I did the show, you know, and I actually got to work with some of the original company, and my dad managed the original, the girl who sang, Bless the Lord, Joanna Jonas.
Oh,
and
cool.
You know, knew her as a little girl. I know. It was really a trip, especially the first time I was out on the show and I was doing that song, you know, the first couple of years did the show. And yeah, you know, and it is. It's just, it's such an amazing show, and it's such, there's so much joy in it, and there's so much, you know, love that just flows out through that show, and
absolutely,
in a way that not very many shows have that just simplicity of beauty. You know, when I think, you think of like the Fantastics. That's another one of the shows where you can look at that show and it's just so audience driven and just, you know, the magic that waves out over people doing the show.
Absolutely.
You know,
it is. What's magical about Godspell as well is that once everyone is on stage, we never leave, you know, so you have, the audience has a chance to connect, and we have a chance to connect with the audience because we're always there, you know, and constantly interacting with everybody. And so that's what makes the show special as well. Like the Fantastics, where every player is a player constantly. So it's very just a communal show.
It truly is. And you know what? I'm going to use that as the lead in because I am going to play without you. You shared three different songs with me that you sent me the files and we were going to record earlier and I was only going to get a chance to do two of them. But because I have you here live, I actually want to play that song because that is another show that really is so powerful beyond belief. Set us up, leading us into Without You.
Without You from which show?
Isn't this from Rent?
Oh, Without
Isn't
You,
Isn't this
yeah.
the song that you sent me?
Yeah. I did not. I don't know if that's Xander's song.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. All right, well then I won't play it now. I could have sworn you sent me three songs. I'm serious. I'm going to pull up my whatchamahooza as I'm talking to you because I'm brain skipping then.
I'm checking what I sent you. We're doing the same thing.
I know. It's so funny. You know, you have to love. See, this is why live theater, live radio, it's all so great because you just never know what's going to happen. You know, you really don't. You never know what's going to happen. But so I don't want to play it if it's not you, but I want to play it anyway, just because it is just such a marvelous song, but I'm going to lead out with it. I'll lead out with it when we're done with you. And that way, if it is you, then it is you. And if it's not, then we're leading into Xander.
Perfect.
All right. So then set up One Day at a Time for me.
One Day at a Time. So that's the last thing I actually did. It was a workshop we did at La Mama. It's called Shoshela Femme. It's loosely based on the musical of Kid Creole and the Coconuts, a 1980s band from the UK who's still performing today. And I got to work with Mr. Kid Creole himself, who was an amazing, amazing man who directed the show and kind of gave us all of his music to play with. And this is a song that happens in Act Two once kind of the love of his life wants nothing to do with him. And he just kind of has this breakdown of, you take one thing at a time and sometimes, you know, not the best things come into your hand and you just breathe and you deal with them.
All right. Well, I am going to play this. And yes, you did send me Without You. I just pulled up the stuff, but I'm going to play One Day at a Time.
Okie doke.
Try to resurrect the bus one day. At a time, I will make you mine again.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's August Darnell. What a beautiful song.
Wow, that's really, really lovely.
Mm-hmm, just very simple.
It must be so much fun.
Looking through my files, I realized I sent you a different Without You. It's from the movie that I did that's also connected to Betty Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, good. We'll lead out with that. You'll set us
perfect.
Up.
Perfect. Another fun time.
You know? See, I'm glad you weren't sure. Ah!
Yeah.
And again, this is why radio, like theater, is just so much fun live because you never know what's going
like
to happen.
Full of surprises, like life. Exactly.
There you go. You go with the flow, you know? And so you've been working, this was workshopped?
Yeah, it was a workshop. And we're actually looking to do a full production come spring.
For people that don't do theater that are listening into this, explain what a workshop production is.
Of course. Yeah, so a workshop production is when it's a new work, what they do is they have readings, which is you sit around a table and you read the script and sing the songs. And then the next step up is a workshop. So that's between like a full performance and a reading. So what that is everyone's on their feet, maybe some simple choreography. Everyone still has their script in hand, but you know the music. And so you perform that in front of a live audience with producers and directors and different people who want to be involved in theater. And then if they want to continue on the process, then you can continue workshopping. And then eventually you'll get a full-blown production, whether that's on Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, regionally. So it's just kind of the process of getting up to the final production.
That must be so much fun.
It's a lot of fun. You have a lot of creativity in that moment to just kind of play with all the material.
It really is. It's got to be such a magical thing to actually start something from the ground floor, you know, where, mm-hmm. you know, things are coming in and changing and edits are made and this happens and that happens to finally get to a full-blown production because, you know, contrary to Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, oh, my dad has a barn. Let's put on a show. You know, it's a lot more involved than people really, truly realize, you know, mm-hmm. everything that goes into bringing a production to light. So as we get ready to close out your segment, Gilbert, please share with us how we can find your music and find you, because I know people are going to want to know how.
Yeah, please do. So my website is gilbertdsanchez.com. Gilbert D as in Diego. And then I'm also on YouTube under Gilbert D. Sanchez. And then also Instagram, Twitter as @Gilly, G-I-L-I-E, 42.
All right. Well, I will be following along with you to see how things go. And, you know, hopefully this will be your first of many visits to Music Monday as your work continues on. So lead us into Without You from Betty Yeh.
Yeah, another song from Psycho Betty's. Yeah. And this is just one of those kind of, it's kind of a little rock and roll groove of him saying, you're everything I ever needed. And without you, I don't know what I'd do. I love you so much. And just kind of has a kind of funky feel to it. Kind of grungy.
Awesome. Well, we're going to lead out with this. So Gilbert, thank you so much for being here. And,
of course.
You know, continued success on the run of the show. You know, just
thank you so much. Till the next
keep
time.
Sharing because you're doing a beautiful job. Thanks so much for being here. And here is Gilbert D. Sanchez with Without You. I'm just sitting here bopping away. That was Gilbert Sanchez and Without You. And now we are getting to meet the pivotal character in Godspell. The guy who goes from bringing the good news to, you know, bringing the other news, you know? So Xander, this is Xander Chauncey, everyone. And I just want to welcome you to the show. Hi, Xander. How are you?
Oh man, I've had such a good time listening to my friends talk to you.
And such fun people, just such a great energy. I know. I was there opening night with my daughter, and it was so funny because when I said to her, "Who should I talk to?" she was like, "Jesus, Judas, and Devin were the three people." She was like, "Mom, you got to talk to them," you know, and because there was just something in the energy that you guys brought. That, and it's such an amazing ensemble that you work with. I mean, I wish we could have had everybody here, but you know, our show, 10 people, it would have been like, you know, 40 seconds of everybody.
We would have blown up your station for sure. I couldn't have handled that much energy in one place.
Probably not. And you know what? I have two songs here that you sent me. I Love Love and Unrequited Love. Where do you want to start?
Well, they're both from a brand new show called Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte. It's a dark comedy. It centers around the character Mr. Delamorte, who we find out is actually the angel of death. And the first song, Unrequited Love Song, is him realizing that he's falling in love with one of these people that he's supposed to usher to the other side. The price of falling in love for the angel of death is that he becomes mortal himself and will die. So this song is him dealing with the possibility that that's what's happening.
And that's Unrequited Love. So let's have a listen to this.
All right. Theremist, man. That instrument that you hear, that like 50s sci-fi, they do, is called a theremin. And the thereminist that we had involved in that project is one of the premier thereminists in the world. And doing the production, she is on stage and actually represents the character of death. So she would improvise and play along. And it was just so chillingly beautiful to sing with her.
I'm serious, my jaw. I'm like, wow. What a magnificent song.
Thank you. That's written by music by Paul Doust and lyrics by Jack Feldstein, two wonderful magical creatures that I've gotten the pleasure to work with.
Wow, Xander, take us on your journey.
All right.
From where you, where you're from and where you've gone and what has led you to Godspell.
Well, I grew up an army brat, so kind of a gypsy, moving all over the place. Never really had any interest in performing, kind of accidentally fell into it in high school. I was in football and weightlifting was full, so they put me in theater arts as a holding class, and I fell in love with it, and really haven't looked back, much to my guidance counselor's chagrin. I moved up to New York about 9 years ago. Not too long after that, I did Jekyll and Hyde at the Westchester Broadway Theater, and now Godspell is my fourth show there, and really one of the most incredible experiences of my career yet. This group of actors, I know everyone has said it, and I know everyone says it about every show, but really just remarkable souls and hearts and talent, and just to say that I'm honored to be on the stage with them is an understatement. I've never been so pleased to step back and listen to other people sing on stage. I tend to be like, oh, it's my turn, but this group is just really amazing, and I hope all of your listeners are going to come out and see the show, because they're absolutely in for a treat.
And you really are. And it's true. There is not a weak link in that cast.
Not only not a weak link, but just powerful, powerful performances across the board. I mean, people are I challenge you not to cry in this show.
So what is it like for you? Because, you know, let's face it, the role of John the Baptist that then, you know, Devin and I were talking about how during By My Side is where you see Judas come out in full. And what is that like for you to go from that person who is, you know, blowing that horn to, you know, lead people in to becoming, you know, the betrayer?
It's kind of like part every night, but I mean that in a really beautiful way, really therapeutic way, you know, to be the one to usher in this time of beauty and rejoicing and song and story, and then also to be the one to blow it all up. I have to and do completely believe in the goodness of the time that I'm ushering in as John the Baptist, and then begrudgingly accepting of my role in this whole process as Judas, that the story couldn't move on if the man is present. So the man has to be removed so that the story can be immortal.
Wow. What a beautiful way to put that.
Thank you. I'm sure I stole it from somebody. I doubt it.
You know, it's always so interesting to me because I went to Catholic school, and to me, Judas was like, I used to pray for him all the time because I always felt like if Jesus was born to die, somebody had to be born to betray him. Exactly. And what a horrible thing for this person who was the first of the followers to have to be that person. So, you know, I know he always asked forgiveness. I always prayed that he would ask forgiveness because he should be at the other side.
You know what? Because one of the most beautiful moments in the show for me personally, every evening I completely drop any sort of acting technique whatsoever. After I'm Judas and I've done what I was fated to do, I leave the stage and then come back on to usher off Jesus in the last number. And the person that meets me at the corner of the stage is Devin, who was just on your show. And I stop in my tracks and she looks at me for a second. She extends her hand and in forgiveness, And every night, it the welling out of my eyes and snot comes dropping out of my nose. It's just, it's such a relief to be forgiven like that every night.
Oh, wow. Ugh. You know, my mom heart. That just hit my mom heart. It did. It really did. That just hit the mom heart here. You know, it is just such a wonderful show. And I really, you know, am so glad that, you know, to get there, to be able to experience it, to share it with my daughter, because she's seen tapes of me doing the show. From you know, and I mentioned it before twice on the, you know, the first time I did the show was in 1978. You know, and she's seen that tape.
I know you said you did Bless the Lord and Turn Back, O Man.
Turn Back, O Man, yeah.
You can play for us?
No, not here. No, I don't, you know.
Oh, man.
But, you know what? I never even thought of that. That would have been kind of fun, you know. Turn back, O Man.
There you go.
Swear thy foolish ways. As a matter of fact, the tape that we have of that show is at the Westchester Broadway Theater. Actually, the old one before they moved to their new facility. And my mom, I shared my mom on Music Monday a few months ago. We found tapes that she had done 15 years ago with Les Paul. My mom died 21 years ago. And the tape that we have, I was doing Turn Back, Oh Man, and I started at her table. And as I came around, you saw my mom in the photo, the video.
Oh,
so it was, yeah, so amazing. Just, and absolutely priceless. It was true. It was the same thing with, you know, having this platform. Yeah. And having this platform for Music Monday to be able to share such wonderful people that I'm having the opportunity to see perform and everything else, but to be able to share my mom on that Music Monday a few months ago. Oh my gosh. That if I had never done another show again, I was like, okay, I can hang up my career right now. Done. Pivotal moment happened. All the rest is now just for fun. And, you know, but this, I mean, it really is. It is such a magical show and such a wonderful company. And I have to say that you are marvelous.
Thank you.
You really are. And you really see your character go through those changes. It's not all of a sudden you're, you know, happy Joe, you know, go lucky guy to this. You really keep those moments. You are so in the moment of everything happening.
Thank
you know, and it's the director in me that watches those little things, you know, and you really very effortlessly.
I have to give a lot of that credit to the cast. I mean, they not only do they give me the space and the permission to figure those things out, but they every night, no matter what choice I make in those little moments, they're there with me. They're incredibly generous and honored.
Well, you know, and that's
that word.
Yep, but that's the magic of this show because it is new every day. Unlike almost any other show that's out there. You know, this is just a show that feeds on the energy of the audience and the cast and the changes that happen day to day as things go. You know, and as we close out here, you know, an hour goes by so fast, especially when you're just doing little 20-minute segments with people. We're going to be closing out with you with I Love Love. So, Xander, let everybody know how to find you first.
You got to come see me on stage. I'm terrible about putting stuff online. I'm baffled by electronics. And unless I get a PR agent, maybe I'll get you or Pia on my payroll. Come see me at Westchester Now, and then I'll let you know where to see me next.
Awesome. And so everybody, it's at the Godspell is running until August 9th, 914-592-2222. It's like the world's easiest phone number to remember. So call, get your tickets, go see this show and lead us out with
there.
I Love Love. Xander, listeners. Yeah, there you go. That's right. You know, heard it on Word of Mom, and here we are. So we're going to close out with I Love Love. And before we close out, want to say thank you to today's show sponsor, Brunetta Productions. So go to brunettaproductions.com. Julia, I'd normally run your commercial, but you know what? I'm leading out with a song today, and you, with your magnificent voice, will totally appreciate that. So again, please go to brunettaproductions.com. Find out where you can hear Julia and what production she is bringing near you. And I just want to thank everyone who has been here today. Devin Perry began the show with us, and then Gilbert D. Sanchez, who is Jesus, was here with us. And we are closing out with Sandra Chauncey, who plays the amazing role of John the Baptist slash Judas. And it really is a marvelous production, guys. Treat yourself, you and your family, to a fabulous dinner and a wonderful, really, really magical cast. So again, thank you guys, all of you, for so much for being here. Share this link. This becomes an archive, Xander. Everyone you know all over the place, because they can listen to it at any time.
Well, then next time someone asks where they can find me online, I'll send them your link. That'll be great.
There you go. And they'll get to hear you sing a couple of really beautiful songs. So we are going to close out this segment today with Xander Chauncey singing I Love Love. And this is, again, from where, Xander? Set it up real quick.
This is from Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte. This is the counterpoint to the song we opened with. At this point, he not only has accepted that he's in love, but he's just nauseating about it.
Ah, well, there you go. So we close out today's Music Monday with I Love Love. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
I love you all, each and every one of you, you and you and even you, but mostly Sue. See, I was wrong, I was frightened for so long, but like lightning from above, I was struck by this feeling of, well, now I think I love love. Yes, I love love, now I love love, love love, la la love, I love love. Yes, I love love, now I la 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 love, la 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 love, love love love. Here I am, I've awoken a brand spanking new exuberant me. Now I'm free, chains have broken and gloom changed into these warm and fuzzy feelings inside. I can't hide, it's so wondrous, powerful, thunderous. Honestly, can't you see? Stars are aligning, there's unicorns shining, and puppies and kittens and cuteness you wouldn't believe. I can love, it's the one thing I crave yet deprived myself of. I can love and be loved. More importantly, though, I love love, I can love love, yes, I love love. Love, love, la, la, love, I can love, I must love, love, now I lovey, lovey, love, lovey, lovey, love, 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 love. Thought that love, unrequited, was the only love that could endure. I won't lie, I'm excited for what I might do. I know for sure love is real, the real deal. Goodbye, loneliness, hello, happiness, crystal clear. Love is here, bubbly and cuddly and fuzzy and snuggly and fluffy and furry. Well, maybe not furry, but you get the idea. I can love, everybody sing. Okay, just me, I can love and be loved. More importantly, though, I love love, I can love love. Yes, I love love, 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 lovey-dovey love, I will love. I can love, love. Yes, I love, lovey, lovey, love, lovey, lovey, love, 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 love.
That is a great song. I am going to be singing that for a while. You know what? And the reason I'm saying that, my son just got married on Saturday. And I am sitting here. They just left on their honeymoon this morning and had a 35 by 45 foot tent, a moon bounce, and a dunking machine. So it was like the most epic wedding ever. Like 60 people camped out afterwards. It was just the most magnificent. I've got to play this song for them when they get back. They should have played during the wedding, throughout the wedding, because that's them. I love, 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 love. Oh, forget it. That was a great way to close out this show. Thank you so much for that, Xander. That was awesome. And everybody, please go to the Westchester Broadway Theater. Go see Godspell. You will love it. You'll be so happy you did. They're there till August 9th. Again, it's 914-592-2222. You'll have a great dinner and an unbelievable show with a magnificent group of people. So for all of you who were here today, Devin, Gilbert, and Xander, thanks so much for representing your cast and sharing the joy of what you are doing at the Westchester Broadway Theater. So thanks for being here. For all of you tuning in, thanks so much. We'll be here tomorrow with Sina Block and managing Mompreneur Mayhem, and she's going to be sharing project management. And on Wednesday, we'll be here with Productive Play and three important tips for your preschooler to get them ready for kindergarten. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much for being here with us on Music Monday, and we will see you soon. So go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.